USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House committee is taking a closer look today at the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify on the topic before the Democratic-led House Foreign Affairs Committee. This as former Secretary of Defense and Director of the CIA, Leon Panetta, says we need to keep our eye on the Taliban.
It's clear to me that they're going to continue to support al-Qaeda and allow al-Qaeda to basically continue to develop and expand, and I think they will plan additional attacks on our country as well as elsewhere.
That audio courtesy of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. President Biden begins his three-state tour in the West today. He'll start with Idaho, where 22 of the nation's 80 largest fires are burning. Then he'll head to California for two stops. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now back up to the price it was 2 weeks ago. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
After falling 2 cents a gallon during the last reporting period, the national average is now back up to $3.25, an increase of 2 cents over the last week. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us about the spread from region to region.
San Francisco Bay is the high at $4.48, and the low is Houston at $2.74. Between those extremes, we have Indianapolis at $3.12, Long Island $3.23, and Seattle at $4.01.
Cryptocurrency will be an accepted form of payment at Walmart. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon saying the company will use Litecoin as it rolls out the program. McMillon adding online shopping will become easier with this move to utilize digital currency. This is USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
A Republican governor is not taking kindly to President Biden's vaccine mandate.
President Biden announced last week that the Department of Labor is drafting rules that would require all businesses that have more than 100 employees to mandate that they receive the COVID vaccine. Several Republican governors immediately pushed back against the announcement, with some promising a legal fight. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is one of those governors speaking out. He tells Fox News that while he's advocated for people to get the vaccine, it shouldn't be forced on them by the government.
First of all, we have been encouraging people to get vaccinated. We've been providing information and encouraging people to reach out to their neighbors because vaccines work and they will help people. But it should be a personal health care choice. This is not something that the government should mandate. And somebody shouldn't have to make the choice between keeping their job and getting a jab in the arm. I mean, it's just wrong. I've talked to people, a number of people, who have told me if they make me take the vaccine, I'm just going to be fired. I'm not going to do it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Week one of the NFL season wraps up with Monday Night Football as the Baltimore Ravens visit the Raiders in Las Vegas. The Ravens have made the playoffs in each of Lamar Jackson's first 3 seasons following a 3-year hiatus. The Raiders are coming off an 8-8 finish in their first year in Vegas, but missed the playoffs for the 4th straight season. Kickoff is set for just after 8:15 Eastern Time on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.